Much different tone surrounding Hockey Central at noon than we normally anticipate, given what's happened and the tragic events in Ottawa today, in Quebec over the last 3 days. Multiple shootings in downtown Ottawa, both at the War Memorial and over at Parliament Hill in the Rotunda. Darren Millard, along with Nick Kyprios and Doug McLean, we're going to try and keep you up to date as much as we can with both the news events that are happening in downtown Ottawa, but also how it affects what's going to happen in the National Hockey League as well. Joe Bowen is a play-by-play voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs for Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The Toronto Maple Leafs, just so you're aware, ladies and gentlemen, the War Memorial is probably about a minute and a half fast walk run to Parliament Hill, and the Toronto Maple Leafs are staying at a downtown hotel. They are basically at ground zero. Here is Joe Bowen. Give me an idea just what you and the team are experiencing right now, knowing that you're scheduled to play a game tonight in Kanata.
Well, Darren, I think right now it's been a situation of when we arose and some of the players suggested that they heard something that they thought were shots. We got in late last night, so this was, you know, fairly early in the morning. We certainly heard the sirens and then were rousted to find out what had gone on. But the mall here is locked down. A number of, we can see some action going on here. A lot of the police officers are running down towards the hotel and the mall here with guns out, and they're trying to get everybody off the street as they're coming down this way. There was some talk of the mall that is adjacent to the hotel, that there was some shooting, and now there is quite a bit of action, and all of the press corps that's over across the street from the Chateau Laurier is now moving down towards our hotel and towards this area. So,
Joe, are you watching all this just outside your hotel window?
I'm watching it through the window. Yeah.
Joe, it's Nick Kyprios. Is there any sense that you're getting any more or any more information that we get
We're not getting anything.
Nothing?
I'm in my room, Nicky, and I'm hiding under the bed, to be honest with you. It's frightening. We're listening on TV and everything else, but everybody is being told just stay in your damn room and wait and see what's going on. But I'm watching out the window here, and there's definitely something going on out in the street.
Joe Bowen with us, calling the games on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The Toronto Maple Leafs scheduled to take on the Ottawa Senators tonight. There was no morning skate for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So do you have any idea from an organizational standpoint what they did with the players and how they handled that this morning?
Well, they had their meal and meeting around 11 o'clock. And that's I went down and just to see if they'd heard anything more about the game. And nothing had been issued at that particular point, and they had just been told stay in your rooms, stay out, don't get outside and anything else. So that has been what has transpired, and at this particular point that's what we're doing. I got the doors locked and we're staying in our room until we hear differently as to what we should do.
You know, the Leafs players and management group, yourself included, is rattled, and you can only imagine what's going on with the Senators and their families. So just a difficult time for anybody, especially people in that downtown core. Totally in a lockdown is what a lot of people are saying.
Absolutely. And obviously things starting even more now, Dougie. I mean, the mall, and I, for the life of me, I can't remember the name of it, but it's right adjacent to the hotel here, the Westin, that we're staying in, has been completely closed down. And there was, some kind of, activity of, a lot of officers and everything running towards that mall. There had been some report that there was a shooting outside of it, that this was the third of the three shootings. But at this particular point, hard to say exactly what's going on, at least from my vantage point here, 15 rows up or 15 floors up.
Joe Bowen, stay safe, and we'll check back in with you.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Joe Bowen of the Toronto Maple Leafs, scheduled to face the Ottawa Senators tonight, Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey, but no decision has been made as of right now as far as what is going to happen regarding that game tonight. We know that one soldier has been shot standing beside the War Memorial this morning, and then there was a separate shooting at Parliament Hill. Is Sarah Leader there? Sarah Leader, the president of the Ottawa Senators, joins us now. Obviously, this is a very fluid situation, both from a police perspective and as the National Hockey League and your organization is concerned, with a game set to go tonight. How does this process take place?
Well, it's, as you said, it's fairly fluid right now, and we're, you know, it's right now we're in communication mode with both with the league and with local police authorities, and you know, we'll have to respond to the, you know, the situation as it develops over the course of the afternoon.
What's the protocol from a team and league perspective, other than just communication, Cyril? Have they told you anything?
Yes, and we just got off the phone with Colin Campbell, so he was, you know, very proactive and called right away and just asked Brian Murray and myself, you know, what was happening and what we were doing about it. And we've been in a controlled lockdown here at Canadian Tire Center, even though we're not in the downtown core. We're just taking that extra precaution to make sure that you know, nobody's getting in without getting checked and bags get checked, and you know, doing everything we can to make sure that if the situation clears and we're playing a game tonight, that that we've, you know, we're in a good situation.
And your players are,
it's safe.
Your players are at the Canadian Tire Center as well.
Yeah, the players are here. They're having lunch right now in the locker room in their lounge, and things are fine here. I know it's a little more tense with the Leafs. I know there has been a confirmed shooting in the Rideau Center, which is attached to the hotel the Leafs are staying in at the Westin. So, and we've had reports from some of the guys that are there that they could hear the shots going off from their room. So it is a very serious situation. There's been three confirmed shootings in the downtown core at three different locations. And as I said, we're doing what we can at our end to stay on top of it and monitor as best we can.
Cyril, is there a hard time that one way or another you guys got to make a decision in terms of allowing 18,000 people to get there or not get there? Is it?
No, I don't think so, Nick.
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
We need to be ensure thing. We're you know, safety's got to be the number one issue in a situation like this. Our team was in Boston the day of the bombings,
right.
And I know our feeling was, let's just get out of town as quick as possible. Was, you know, our view for our own players and our own safety. And I can only imagine from a fan's point of view that, you know, if the situation goes on much longer, the last thing they're going to want to do is get in their car and go out to a public event. So, you know, we're going to have to monitor this fairly closely over the course of the afternoon.
What's really unique about this is the fact that the Leafs are within yards of what's going on.
Yeah, they're right.
That's
there.
The scary.
The same
that's
building
the
where one of the confirmed shootings is taking place.
So exactly.
The Rideau Center, you know, Joe Bowen couldn't quite remember the name of the mall, but at the Rideau Center and the Westin are one, is really one building, and that's where, you know, one of the confirmed shootings has taken place.
So just paint the picture for me, Cyril. We're Cyril Leader, the president of the Ottawa Senators, dealing with this tragic shootings in downtown Ottawa today, in which it does have a sporting spinoff with the Toronto Maple Leafs staying downtown, and they're in meetings right now. They're in lockdown. The game's scheduled to be played tonight in Kanata. Where do you turn to for your information, and how fast can you get it in order to make a decision that obviously affects so many people itself?
Yeah, we're talking to the RCMP, the Ottawa Police, and the mayor's office, and we've got a call scheduled in about 20 minutes for another update with Ottawa Police. So, you know, we're getting good information, and they're obviously not going to give us all the information. You know, they're in the middle of a situation, and they've got to manage it, but they'll give us enough that we can manage our business and our affairs at our end.
It does seem trivial when you think about a hockey game with what's going on downtown. I know it's bigger than that, Cyril. I don't mean to diminish what's going to happen, but you've got a team, and you went through it in Boston. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
You've got a Toronto Maple Leaf team in lockdown. I can't imagine expecting them to go and play a hockey game tonight, given what they're going through. So when do you make your decision?
Yeah,
and who makes the decision? Is it you or is it the league?
Deadline. We're just going to going to keep monitoring things as best we can and get as much information as we can, and we'll make a decision obviously some point in the mid afternoon here.
So we know Eugene Melnyk owns the team. Is this the league saying we're going to play tonight, or does his voice?
No, it's the league.
Really have any bearing on this whatsoever?
League and local authorities. You know, safety's got to be the number one issue, and you know, we will need to, as I said, get that okay from our local police and the RCMP.
It's hard to believe that with a tragic situation that you're going to put 20,000 people in one building.
There's a sensitivity issue here besides safety.
Yeah. Totally.
Yep.
So totally. I would imagine that Eugene and your organization have...
The respect situation.
Yeah, I can't believe
this. It has to weigh heavily into this.
We'll be calling you back, and we appreciate anything that you can help us out with on this.
All the best, bud.
Developing story. Thanks,
boys, they can't play this game. No, well, they cannot play this game.
I suspect the decision has already been made.
You know,
it hasn't. I've just been in contact with the league again, and they've been... This is directly from the National Hockey League. And Jim Houston, you can join in this conversation. Scheduled to call the game tonight between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Ottawa Senators on Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey. No. This is what I'm getting from the league, Jim. They've been in contact with both clubs. They're attempting to coordinate with appropriate government officials to get a better handle on the situation. The league will be guided largely by their direction. Were you in Kanata or were you in downtown this morning?
It's almost surreal. Normally I stay at the Westin Hotel, which is in lockdown right now, where the Leafs are at, where they're locked in their rooms, which is also connected to the Rideau Mall, where there is said to have been the third shooting. And about the time that this happened, normally I'd be up out walking around or hopping in the car, getting ready to come out to Kanata. So we would have been right in the middle of it. However, on this occasion, they couldn't get us into that hotel. So I'm in Kanata. And I've never been happier to be in Kanata and feel just awful for what's going on downtown. And I agree with what you guys have just said. I just can't imagine with this situation going on here, given what Ottawa has gone through last year in Boston, that they would play a hockey game tonight. And what the league will probably be doing right now is what they did with the Senators last year, and that is working with the local authorities to make sure they get the hockey team out of that hotel and to a safer place.
That would be the priority right now.
And I don't want to get too carried away criticizing anybody, saying they can't play the game.
Yeah.
Let's let it play out.
You got to follow a process here.
And let it go from where the league needs to take this thing to make sure that they are they're handling it to the best of their ability. Jim, did you go to the were you at the morning skate with the Senators?
Yeah, and it was nobody really knew what was going on. It was just as we were just getting into the building, they start their skate pretty early in Ottawa, so it was right around 10 o'clock when people started to hear news of what was going on downtown. And you know, then it took an hour or so before we really figured out how serious the situation was downtown, and that's when the story started to come out about how Ottawa was in Boston for the bombing and how the league did such a good job with them. Paul McLean was going through the whole business about where they were at the rink when the bombs went off, the Marathon bombings, and so they were locked down in the rink for a couple of hours, and then they were taken back in a bus to their hotel where they were locked down for about 3 hours before NHL security got them to the airport when Logan was open again and got them out of town. And they apparently did a really good job, and it just made me think about what's going on today in that Westin Hotel where I'm told that the players have been told to stay in their rooms and not go near the windows, that they're in lockdown, that will be the league's priority is to make sure that it's safe to get that team out of there. And after that, how can you ask guys to play a hockey game?
Well, you mentioned surreal. I mean, for me, the closest thing of feeling like so vulnerable would be as a player – the Vancouver riot in 94, and then again covering it in the Stanley Cup final against Boston. How about you guys? Anything in your career that you can even think that this you've experienced anything like this?
I mean, you know, we were...
I can only imagine what the players are going through.
Well, it was day one of training camp when September 11th happened, and I mean, we locked down... I mean, everything in the city locked down. I mean, that's a much different event. I get that, but... The situation here is families, the families of the Leafs, the families of the Ottawa. How many Ottawa players live downtown? Are their families downtown? I mean, it's
terrorism, Mac.
Yeah, and schools are shut, and businesses are shut, and the military bases are all on lockdown. I mean, the key is to get the team to safety.
One thing that frightens us even more is when you can physically, you know exactly where this is all going on. And so this is an area where there's an awful lot of people. It's not only a lot of people working down there, but there's people who live down there. And this is a shopping mall as well that would have just opened. There would have been all sorts of people in there. And it's connected to the hotel that the Leafs are staying in. And it just seems like an area where it's going to be really hard for police and the enforcement officers to find whomever it is they're looking for.
And we're relating it to hockey, just the whole citizen, the entire country is on standby. The whole city is on standby. I mean, we're talking hockey, but this is
much
bigger.
It's very real.
Yeah.
If I can say that without sounding trivial, because I've been to that war memorial. We've all, if you go to Ottawa, you're going to Parliament Hill. You're walking back past the Centennial Flame. It's you
this
know
is the capital of our country.
Yes, and you walk attack. Past that chateau, Jim. It's frightening on so many levels, and it's bizarre that you have to factor in a hockey game, but you really do. And the Ottawa Senators, I can't imagine their feelings of. I know they're at home. They're safe. Their families appear to be safe. But there must be a sense of a flashback to what happened in Boston in their minds as well.
Yeah, I think so. I just think with everyone in the organization, and this was a night where they were planning a moment of silence because of the incident that happened in Quebec a few days ago. So this is just the piling on of what's going on around here just takes your mind completely away from hockey. And it seems, it seems like such a trivial event. We shouldn't even be dealing with it right now. There's a heck of a lot more at stake here.
Appreciate it. We'll be in touch. And if you learn anything, obviously, with the status of the game, that has implications down the line. Keep us up to date, okay?
You bet.
Jim Houston.
I see a tweet from Mercedes Stevenson from CTV, and as of 23 minutes ago, she said that the soldier that was gunned down at the war memorial is alive. Thank God, good news. So,
Joffrey Lupul tweeting, and I've been in contact with them today. They're in a meeting as of 5 minutes ago, trying to get him on. Joffrey is tweeting out, surreal scene outside of our hotel right now. Lots of very brave police officers.
Mac.
We should all be very proud of.
I think this afternoon they've had some meetings. You know, I mean, do you, as hard as it may be as a coach or general manager, or even Brendan Shanahan, do you tell your team, listen, until it's canceled, you have to prepare yourself to play? Is that what you do?
No, I don't think you say anything. I think you deal with the incident and safety, and I don't think you get involved in the game. I think you just leave that on the side and just say, hey, touch base with your families, let them know where you are, both sides, Ottawa and Toronto. And if I'm involved, I'm not even talking hockey right now. It's not even coming up in the conversation, even with my team. It's all about safety, proximity. This is where we are. And, you know,
that's a whole different.
What are you saying as a player, Kippy? You're sitting in this meeting there. Randy Carlyle, the Toronto Maple Leaf organization, is trying to keep you updated as possible. Joffrey Lupul's looking outside his window, keeping track of things. Joe Bowen's following it, all this. Do you have a voice in this, whether or not, do you just stay quiet?
I think that maybe some of the older players could probably reiterate how difficult it would be to focus on anything revolving around the game tonight. And that would be totally acceptable. But, you know, if there's a chance that you play tonight, I mean, how do you do it regardless of whether they catch everybody and put them away? How are you unnerved to play this?
But the problem is you don't know if you've caught everybody. You know, that's until the police have done the investigation. You just don't know where this is. There's one shooter, there's two, there's three. Who knows how many there is, to be quite honest. And you know, and anyway, I just can't imagine. Look, to me, it's a no. They're not even the decision as to whether this game is to be played has been made. In my opinion, I don't care what the NHL is saying.
Again,
they're not playing this game. I can't believe it.
Let's not be critical before the process play out. But this is again from the league. We've been in contact with both clubs,
right,
and are attempting to coordinate with appropriate government officials to get a better handle on the situation. Sure. We will be guided largely by their direction.
Totally. And the city's essentially in lockdown. You know, that pretty well tells you.
At least the downtown. Now,
the downtown.
There was some incredibly surreal pictures. Some came out of Parliament Hill in the rotunda. Others with an eyewitness who watched the gunman run by him past the chateau, a construction worker. And behind him, two joggers go by. And I can't believe that you would one, put yourself in that situation or not know about it. And then you couple that with the sounds and the shots that rang out in Parliament Hill and dozens of law enforcement officials walking down a hall, yelling at an alleged gunman and an exchange of fire. And it sure sounded like there was one rifle and a whole lot of gunshots that were coming back from a response from the law enforcement. It does sound like there's some developments on the situation. We will get ourselves up to date as we continue to track this live on Hockey Central at noon as we return. Following what is happening in Ottawa, the multiple exchange of gunfire, one person is dead, a soldier has been injured, and in the balance also is the status of a hockey team that's in lockdown and another one waiting to find out whether they will even play the game tonight. We'll try to string it all together. It's Hockey Central at noon. Sportsnet 590, The Fan, simulcast on Sportsnet. Developing situation continues in Ottawa on Hockey Central at noon. Darren Millard along with Doug McLean. Nick Kyprios has just stepped out of the studio. Again, to recap, Parliament Hill came under attack today after a man with a rifle shot a soldier standing guard at the National War Memorial in downtown Ottawa. A gunman then traveled over to Parliament Hill and walked through the front doors of the rotunda and exchanged gunfire with authorities. A third gunman has reportedly been involved in an exchange of gunfire at a mall in downtown Ottawa. Reports of three separate gunmen in downtown Ottawa. One soldier has been shot. One gunman has been killed. In the middle of this, the Toronto Maple Leafs staying at a hotel beside the War Memorial and down the street from Parliament. They are in lockdown. They've had a meeting. The Toronto Maple Leafs scheduled to play the Ottawa Senators tonight at Canada. The players have been told no interviews. It's lockdown. No tweeting. Let the situation play out. Everybody be safe. The problem with some of this is, and we had Joe Bowen on, and he was watching the situation outside his hotel window. And when people start tweeting, reporting, and there's fugitives on the loose, you don't know what they're reading, what they're doing. It goes back to Moncton and what they tried to do with the public was to keep the exchange of information while that gunman was on the loose to as little as possible. So that's the scenario right now. The National Hockey League has not made a decision on whether or not tonight's game between the Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs will go ahead. Earlier today, as this was in the earlier stages of development, the Ottawa Senators held their morning skate, and head coach Paul McLean and defenseman Chris Phillips were asked about the situation.
I have been, and it's close to home, so that's obviously a tragic event that we don't have all the details on, and we're just waiting on it like everybody else. And all we can do is, at this point, make sure that our loved ones are taken care of, and our thoughts and prayers are with the people that are involved.
We've been watching in the back right now, and yeah, it's pretty scary. And you know, so you know, much to say about it other than, you know, prayers are with obviously a soldier that's gone down and his family, and anyone else that's been involved to that magnitude.
Chris Phillips and Paul McLean. Things have changed since then. The Toronto Maple Leafs have been told to stay in their hotel. In a strange, bizarre sense of limbo, until the game is canceled, they have to continue to prepare as if they have a hockey game tonight, which means meal, which means
specialty team meetings.
As much as you can.
No, they won't be leaving their rooms.
No,
they won't be preparing. I mean,
they've had meetings.
Earlier on.
Yeah. No, just,
but they've been told to go to their rooms and stay?
They're in lockdown in the hotel. Like, the hotel's in lockdown, but the team itself is functioning, trying to prepare as much as possible, as normal as possible, which includes a team meal, which includes meetings. Here's Chris Simpson, who is a part of our coverage and our team for Scotiabank Wednesday Night Hockey. Can you give me a sense of what you've witnessed and experienced today?
Wow, like nothing else I've ever actually been close to it. And I'm not even close. I mean, we're lucky enough to be in a hotel out in Kanata. But I'm in my hotel room now watching what's going on TV downtown and cannot believe. It's like you're watching a movie, you know. It was surreal at practice where we're just sitting there watching the Senators skate. And actually it was Ian Mendes beside me who first sort of saw the tweet that something was going on downtown. And, you know, Twitter world, you never really know what to think of it or what's going on. And then just more and more information started coming. And your mind very quickly goes from, boy, big battle of Ontario tonight, to hockey game means absolutely nothing right now.
Yeah, and in the sense of big business, you still have to pay attention to it and handle it and go through due process. I spoke with Brendan Shanahan briefly during our commercial break, Chris. He said that he's been on the phone with league officials as well as you would expect. But also, they're having trouble reaching the team itself right now because of, you know what happens, and cell phone signals get jammed and phones are cut off, and there's a bit of a communication issue as well with the hockey club.
I would imagine families can't even get through to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with lines jammed.
Yeah, like, I mean, I phoned my mom just to make sure she knew that I'm, you know, nowhere near the danger and that everything is fine. But for them to be right in the middle of it, which, as you guys know, I mean, we often stay down there. I guess we were just lucky that hotel was full, you know, to be out here. But it just makes you, I just can't imagine what the feeling is. We've all been, you know, the Rideau Center is attached to the hotel. I mean, you know exactly what you're seeing on TV. I think all of us have been there. And to watch what's going on is just sobering. And, you know, we talked with Paul McLean following practice, and as he mentioned, for them, I mean, they were in Boston when the bombings went on there, or when the Marathon bomber, and he was just talking about the protocol that they went through because they were at the rink, and originally, you know, were sort of on lockdown at the rink because they didn't want the team to leave there, and then he just raved about how great NHL security was in getting them eventually out of the rink back to their hotel, where they stayed for another few hours before they could safely, you know, get out of Boston.
Chris, so, when you found out about this during the Ottawa Senators preparations for tonight's game, was there a security presence inside the arena? Were there measures taken around the arena? To in response to this?
There wasn't anything that I saw or that I was particularly aware of. That doesn't mean that there wasn't. But it really was happening as practice was happening. And even, you know, even when the dressing room first opened, we had a sense, again, that something serious was happening downtown. But it wasn't until, you know, the first few guys that came out to talk to us, I think, had just been told, hey, something serious is going on downtown. But no one really had, you know, any idea of just how serious it was. And then within moments, you know, more and more players were then being told sort of the seriousness of it. And I'm sure they had their TVs on, you know, in the back part of the dressing room, too, to see for themselves. And I can then only imagine for them, you know, guys who have kids in schools who could be on lockdown. I mean, that's when it really starts to hit home. And it's just one of those things where you don't really believe what you're hearing until, and I think actually for me, Ian Mendes showed us the video from within mm-hmm. the Parliament buildings where you're actually seeing and hearing the shooting. And so we were all, there was probably...
Were you allowed to leave the arena freely? Was there any type of lockdown ever put in place this morning?
Not while we were there. No, we did leave the building with no incident. So not that I could see.
And I would imagine as any reporter or journalist is, you know, the lack of information that you first have compared to what you get hours later, there's a fine line between, okay, I'll pay attention to it, but... you know, business as usual. I got a game to prepare for. And then all of a sudden, as Darren said it earlier, then that becomes trivial.
Well, yeah, I mean, you go from, it's funny because yes, I obviously I'm here with Mike Johnson and Jim Houston. And even in, for us in the car ride back from practice, we're sort of going, oh, okay, so if there's a game, what time, you know, do y'all want to meet in the hotel lobby to go back to the arena? And you go from thinking, gosh, you know, maybe the opening to the show is going to be a little different to then thinking, but how can you even play a game under these circumstances? And, you know, you know that the NHL is doing everything it needs to do before making a decision and then deciding how best to communicate it and then deciding how best to get one of their teams out of downtown Ottawa that are obviously kind of in the middle of it all. I mean, I think there are just so many ramifications to this that have to be thought out carefully before anything is communicated. But, you know, I think as a lot of people have said too, the hockey game is the least important thing happening today. It's just a case of hopefully them being able to get this city safe, because it's a pretty scary scene that we're seeing right now.
The number of shooters remains speculative at this point. The number of different locations is known to be the War Memorial, Parliament Hill in the Rotunda, and at the Rideau Center, a mall in downtown Ottawa. Chris Simpson in Kanata, stay safe. We'll chat soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
The Prime Minister will make a statement later on today. He's being briefed by his security personnel right now.
I know you said that, and I believe this too, that there is a due process here, but you don't want to go too long if you're the league, okay? You don't want to go too long, because as of now, I don't think it's that hard of a decision, as you probably feel the same way, Mac.
Totally.
So don't go too far here.
Here's the thing. If you're taking your direction, and the league is from law enforcement and security personnel, they don't give a damn right now, I wouldn't think,
about a hockey game
scheduled at 7 o'clock
when
potential suspects are on the loose.
That's why... you don't wait for them to tell you. You do it. That's why. because they're too busy with more important things than worrying about telling the National Hockey League or giving them directive. And look, Gary Bettman and Bill Daly and the security people in the NHL, which is, like, I've dealt with them. They are unbelievably good, solid, thorough, you know.
And, you know, if I don't think it took them too long to, you know, cancel things in Boston once all that news came out at the marathon. And, you know, this should probably be a fairly quick decision, I would think.
When people are still on the run, it dramatically changes everything. When people haven't been caught.
Suspects are still out there.
Right. It dramatically changes everything.
Stay with 680 News on the radio side for the latest up-to-date information. Obviously, Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet will be following the situation, not only as it pertains to public safety in Ottawa and the fugitives that are reported on the loose or fugitive, but also the status of the National Hockey League and its schedule tonight. I agree. I don't expect this to linger throughout the day, but I would anticipate that it doesn't happen until things are controlled
right
in downtown Ottawa. Does that make it easier for the Toronto Maple Leafs? No, but they are safe. The Toronto Maple Leafs are trying to prepare as if there's a game to the best of their ability, meetings. They've been told no interviews. They've been told no more tweets. As the National Hockey League works with local law enforcement, which is multiple levels when you consider that it is Parliament Hill.
And the capital of our country. And when the capital of your country comes under attack like this, this is I mean, we're talking Leafs being safe, and we mean the entire city of Ottawa, the people, the citizens are safe, and the kids in school. I mean, this is till we know what's really going on.
We don't know the degree of this attack.
Right.
Right. Like, if I remember 9/11, I think an initial report was that it was like a little propeller going into a building, and obviously that wasn't the case, and we don't know the degree of this. That's the scary part. This is an act of terrorism, is it not?
Tim and Sid will have more throughout the day. Peter Mansbridge, we've been following his coverage on CBC as they joined the situation after the initial shooting and were the first, I believe, to report the initial shooting at the War Memorial and the subsequent exchange of gunfire on Parliament Hill in the Rotunda. Caucus day today, so there was even more presence on Parliament Hill, and inside there has been reports of MPs barricading themselves in rooms with chairs. Carl Hanske, some incredible reporting this morning at the initial exchange of gunfire, where it was developing, and he was literally running down a hall, and then reported that that they'd come in and grab some medical supplies. But as Peter was quick to point out today, it's incredible how many different accounts eyewitnesses can have being at the same incident. I just handed a piece of information. Here's the a statement from Prime Minister Stephen Harper on today's shooting on Parliament Hill. Earlier today, there was an attack at the National War Memorial and on Parliament Hill. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of those who were attacked. The Prime Minister is safe and not on Parliament Hill and is being briefed by security officials. The police continue to do their important work, and we are still gathering facts. This is a statement released by Jason McDonald, the Prime Minister, Director of Communications. McDonald adds Harper will make a statement later today. Harper has also canceled a public event in Toronto today dealing with a Nobel Prize winner. But it's one of the rare situations where sports crosses the boundaries, or life crosses into sports and interferes. And how an athlete could possibly get ready for tonight, how a spectator could possibly get ready for tonight. You may have to. That's the reality of it. You may have to. You may have to go down there and put on skates and play a game. Do we think it's likely?
Shouldn't have to.
Not under these circumstances. I'm sorry, I disagree with you. And it's not happening. Yeah. It's not happening.
And what makes it, you know, we're talking safety of everybody in Ottawa. And the fact that the Leafs are within 100 yards of what's going on, attached to the mall.
The latest from Joe Bowen, they've been told to stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
Allowed to move, sounds freely inside the hotel. Mm-hmm. Stay in the hotel.
The third
incident, Doug, is right outside that door of their hotel.
And the people have been told not even to look out their windows by the police and by authorities. And, you know, that... Anyway, it's bizarre, sad, awful.
What is wrong tragic. With people?
We pray.
Yep.
For and our thoughts are with the soldier. And based on the reports, there are other victims. I have not seen those corroborated, but there has been reports of other victims. But a soldier who was standing guard at the war memorial was the first person that was attacked, that was ambushed this morning, before a reported second gunman went over to Parliament Hill, and a third gunman. The second gunman in Parliament Hill has been killed. The third gunman. Traveling over to the Rideau Center and another exchange of gunfire. I have not seen any reports on what the fallout from that is right now. But that's the latest that we have right now on the shootings. As far as it relates to the National Hockey League game tonight in Canada between the Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs, the National Hockey League continues to work with law enforcement. They're talking to both clubs. And they're attempting to coordinate with the appropriate government officials, knowing that those appropriate government officials have a lot on their plate right now, to get a better handle on the situation. And the National Hockey League admits that they will be largely guided by their direction, whether or not they go ahead with this game tonight. I think we're all in agreement. I'm with you. I would be shocked if they went ahead and played the game, but players, everybody has to be prepared for any decision that the National Hockey League and or law enforcement makes today. It's not the type of story that you expect when you wake up and you're in this line of business, that you do this show every day, and you find yourself staring at this, and Nick, you're right. What is wrong with people? But
well, it's not an easy show for
that's,
us.
That's like, the I mean, world, right?
We sat here and contemplated, like, it's a hockey show. This we shouldn't even be on right now. But you know, I applaud you, Darren.
Yeah,
it's not an easy job to navigate an hour of our show through this, and you did a great job.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper will be issuing a statement later on today. On the attacks on both the National War Memorial, Parliament Hill, and an exchange of gunfire at the Rideau Center. We will be following this story both on Tim and Sid and Sportsnet, as well as sportsnet.ca. We appreciate your time, your patience, and your prayers for those that were shot today.
Stay safe.